Our scripture this morning comes to us from Acts chapter 2. Would you pray with me as we prepare to hear God's word? Holy God, we come asking for more of your Spirit in our lives. We come seeking a clearer understanding of your will. Join us with all who in all times and places have praised your name, that with one heart and one mind we might hear how the Spirit is speaking to us and to your church this morning. Amen. So we find ourselves this morning in Acts chapter 2, where Luke is giving us a description of the very earliest Christian church. Hear then how the Spirit is speaking to us this morning. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and fellowship, to the breaking of bread and prayers. Awe came upon everyone, because many wonders and signs were being done by the apostles. All who believed were together and had all things in common. They would sell their possessions and goods and distribute the proceeds to all as any had need. Day by day, as they spent much time together in the temple, they broke bread at home and ate their food with glad and generous hearts, praising God and having the goodwill of all the people. And day by day, the Lord added to their number those who were being saved. Friends, this is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. So one of the things that I love about the Presbyterian Church is that in one way or another, we are always hosting each other. Sometimes it's a potluck. Sometimes it's a funeral luncheon. Sometimes it's Bible study. Or sometimes, like the week after next, it's you all welcoming the presbytery in for a special assembly meeting. There is something deeply Christian about opening our doors and saying, "Come on in, we've got room for you." And that's where we find ourselves this morning in the stories of Acts. Acts 2 tells the story of a church that is learning that they belong to one another. The disciples have seen the risen Christ. They've received the gift of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost. And now they are starting to discover what it really means to be church. Not just to be believers, but to be a community, a people that belongs to one another. Luke wrote, they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and fellowship, to the breaking of bread and the prayers. All who believed were together and had all things in common. Luke's description of the early church doesn't start with an institution. Did you notice there was no mention of a committee meeting or a session meeting? Luke doesn't even mention the building. He starts with practices, teaching, prayer, generosity, eating together, practically potlucks. We just don't know that word in Greek. The church became a people who learned to belong to one another. Now, every 2 years, I get ridiculously excited for something. Wait for it. General Assembly. I know most people do not put GA on their vacation calendars. Now, how many of you here have heard of General Assembly? How many of you knew it happened a couple weeks ago? That's okay. How many of you are suddenly questioning your choice to come to church this morning and hear about General Assembly? Now, some of you may be excited, like me, about GA. Some of you may be a little skeptical or wary, and some of you may have no idea what General Assembly even is. General Assembly is when pastors and elders from churches all across the country come together for a week and a half of discernment and decision-making. But it's more than that. They gather to worship, to encourage one another, to look for signs of life around the church. Now, if you read only the headlines, you would think that GA is mostly about voting. And yes, there are a lot of votes. There are long meetings. There are tedious committee discussions. There are important decisions that get made. But I didn't come home thinking about any of that. I came home thinking about all of the people I encountered. I'll tell you a secret. My favorite part about General Assembly isn't the assembly itself. My favorite part is standing in line for things. Standing in line to pick up our name badges, standing in line for lunch, standing in line waiting on the shuttle to show up. And that's my favorite because every single time I have a conversation with someone I never would have met otherwise. This year, I met someone from the national staff. I met a seminary student who was discerning her call. I met an elder from inner city Baltimore. And I met a woman who was looking for a place for a Korean worshiping community to nest in the Chicago area, because the Holy Spirit shows up in lines too. We began as strangers, but not quite. Because even before we gave our names to the other, we already had something important in common. The church. We don't have to explain to each other that following Jesus matters. We don't have to explain to each other that loving our congregation matters. We already know, and that changes the conversation. We belonged to each other before we even introduced ourselves. So one lunchtime, I wandered to a food hall that was near the assembly. And as I walked in, I could see Presbyterians gathered at all the tables. How did I know they were Presbyterians? Because we are dorks and we wear our name tags everywhere. So I ended up sitting down to eat with a couple other Presbytery leaders from Michigan. And after we'd talked about the business of the morning, we asked each other, what exciting things are happening in the churches in your presbytery? Well, I told them about Mayfair Presbyterian Church that has taken this year to become a warming shelter in their neighborhood. And now this summer, they are a cooling shelter. They're distributing food and supplies to a park encampment near them, and they have become a trusted hub in their neighborhood. Mayfair Presbyterian Church, 31 members and a half-time pastor, being Jesus on their streets. And my new friends from Michigan told me about their small churches and the work they're doing to encourage them and raise up preachers, since many of them don't have pastors. We laughed together about the challenges of hybrid meetings. We shared ideas, we shared resources, and as I sat there, I thought, this is Acts. Gathered around the table, breaking bread. Luke tells us that this early church devoted itself to fellowship. The Greek word he uses is koinonia, shared life. Say it with me, koinonia. Koinonia. Now you can impress the people you eat lunch with that you've learned some ancient Greek. Because koinonia is more than just community. It's sharing life with the people in your community. Sometimes the most important work of the church happens around a table or standing in line. It's these ordinary moments that remind us that we belong to one another. Koinonia, sharing life with one another. Now, every day, General Assembly began with worship, with prayers, with music, with singing, with scripture. Before there were votes, we prayed together, we worshiped together. Because Presbyterians don't stop being church in order to conduct business. Worship reminds us whose church this is and why we do the work of the church. And then, as General Assembly would get around to business, there is one quirk of Presbyterians that I really appreciate. Commissioners are only to applaud when a vote is unanimous. There weren't many this year, and that's okay because faithful Christians sometimes have disagreements. But every time a vote was unanimous, the room exploded with joy. Not because unanimity is expected, but because it's a gift, it's a brief glimpse into the coming kingdom of God. But one of the most moving moments this week didn't happen during a vote or at a microphone. There was a commissioner I met named Dan, who during one of the business meetings got some rough news from home. And so he excused himself and went to sit in the hallway, where he sat on a bench and put his hand over his head and he wept. He said later, "I thought I was invisible, but I was not. Someone stopped by to ask if he was okay. Another person offered a tissue. Another stranger came and simply sat beside him." He said later, "No one asked me a stance on any overture. I knew you were Christians by your love. Not, I knew you were Christians because you agreed, but I knew you were Christians by your love." In that moment, Dan discovered what the church knows, that he belonged. Our moderator, Cece Armstrong, kept reminding us all week, "We will be kind." Yeah. And she had another saying. She said, "I love you, and there's nothing you can do about that." That's Acts 2. That's the church's calling. Kindness, love, shared life, not perfection, not agreement, faithfulness. Now, no gathering of the church is perfect. You've been around church for a while. This is not news to you. No decision will satisfy everyone. But here's what I hope you'll remember. General Assembly isn't just committees. It isn't just votes. It's hundreds of Christians coming together to faithfully discern who and how to be church right now. How to care for one another deeply. How to serve Christ's church together. It's Acts 2 in modern dress. Now, we hold faith together by sharing a mission. Now, this is General Assembly, and it's also at the presbytery level. We form partnerships. We share stories to inspire others. We come together when there's a crisis or a natural disaster. This all happens through shared giving. Now, per capita is part of that shared giving, and it's not something that sounds particularly inspiring or even sexy. It sounds like an accounting term. But in reality, it's Acts 2 at work. It's congregations and churches coming together to support each other, to prepare new pastors for ministry, to do mission in our neighborhood. The Presbytery is working on a new hunger fund that will help support our congregations that are doing food pantry ministry, hot meals, something that all of our communities are needing now more than ever. It's one small way of living out the truth that we belong to one another. You belong to Presbyterians in California and Florida and Maine. You belong to Presbyterians in Chicago and Tinley Park and Libertyville, and they belong to you. Park Ridge Presbyterian Church belongs to something greater than itself. This congregation has hosted presbytery meetings, boundary training seminars, educational speakers, admin appreciation lunches, and that is just within the past year. You are constantly opening up your doors to serve when you are asked. For some of you, that means setting up tables, making coffee, greeting, helping people find the bathroom, cleaning up afterwards. None of those tasks appear in meeting minutes. But every single one of them is church. They all say, "You belong here." That's the Acts Church at work. Now, Josh this year is serving on the Presbytery Coordinating Commission. Amanda is serving on the Mission Committee. You always open your doors to us as partners when you're asked. Those aren't just assignments. They're ways this congregation shares its gift with the wider body of Christ. And that's why I wanted to tell you these stories, because Park Ridge Presbyterian Church is part of the wider story. Next Sunday, you'll all gather here again, and it's easy to think that this congregation is your whole church. But that's not quite it. This week, Presbyterians in Chicago were feeding neighbors. Presbyterians in Baltimore were worshiping. Congregations in Puerto Rico were proclaiming the gospel. People you've never met were praying similar prayers, reading similar scriptures, singing similar songs, all worshiping the same Jesus. And you belong to them, and they belong to you. Not because you've met, not because you agree on anything or everything, but because Jesus Christ has already made you one body. That's what Acts 2 looks like. That's what General Assembly or Presbytery looks like on its best days. It's what every congregation, including this one, is called to become. We don't gather because we think alike. We gather because Christ has already called us. That's what it means to hold faith together. And church isn't just what happens in this hour on Sunday morning. Church continues in conversations around the table, maybe while standing in line. That's where Christ keeps knitting us together. That's where we remember that we belong to one another. You are part of this congregation, but you are also part of something wonderfully bigger. A church that stretches across neighborhoods, across languages, across generations, across this country and around the world. Before we ever chose one another, Christ chose us. And because of that, we worship together, we pray together, and we hold faith together. Thanks be to God. Amen.